Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this 21st day of February 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. A routine guest, a regular guest who we have on, always with important information, is Paul Craig Roberts. And Paul Craig Roberts was number two at the Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan and one of the chief architects of Ronald Reagan's policies. And he says that we're in danger of going into total police state, total martial law. And he's reported on a meeting where Viet Dinh, one of the former minions under Ashcroft, said that basically the president being a dictator is good. And then Bob Barr got up and said it was bad, and he was booed off the stage. So Paul Craig Roberts will join us for 30 minutes, the last half of this hour, coming up in under a half hour from now. And then we have a professor coming on that thinks Texas independence is bad, the celebration of it's bad, the way the Alamo's presented is bad. He doesn't like this sports team down at a school in Houston that is called 1836. And so he'll be joining us for 30 minutes as well to talk about, well, I guess the La Reconquista and his whole view of that. So that is coming up later in the next hour. Now, in the meantime, conservatives are endorsing the Fuhrer principle I mentioned while Paul Craig Roberts is coming on. Our leader, Uber Alles, last week's annual Conservative Political Action Conference signaled the transformation of American conservatism into brown shirtism. A former Justice Department official named Viet Dinh got a standing ovation when he told the CPAC audience that the rule of law mustn't get in the way of the President Bush's protecting Americans from Osama bin Laden. Former Republican Congressman Bob Barr, who led the House impeachment of President Bill Clinton, reminded the CPAC audience that our first loyalty is the U.S. Constitution, not to a leader. The question, Barr said, is not only one of disloyalty to Lord Bush, but whether America will remain a nation subject to a government governed by law, the rule of law, or the whim of men. The CPAC audience answered the question by booing him off the stage. So that's where they're at. I mean, they sense the power. They want to rule. They want to be minions of a dictator. They want the largesse and the patronage that comes from a king. And we are getting a king. The office is being turned into an imperial kingship. And Hillary Clinton, Condi Rice, it doesn't matter who steps into that puppet throne. They will be puppet thrones, just like the Shah was a puppet of British Petroleum. But nevertheless, they will have kingly powers. And there is no doubt that's what's being announced. So we'll get into this in about 30 minutes. Also, U.S. media drops Abu Ghraib torture issue. It's just a minor footnote now. And it's been confirmed that this is not a joke, that 1,000 people are being tortured to death a day. That's even what the U.N. monitors are saying. It's in foreign newspapers, not Arab newspapers, foreign newspapers, that it's 1,000 being tortured a day. I find that even hard to believe, but it is an assembly line of carnage and mass murder. Freedom. But don't worry, you'll get a taste of it here soon enough. The dictatorship's coming for you. Don't worry. You want to be part of all this? Don't worry, you'll get to be part of it. Memo that warned about detaining amused torture was thwarted. We'll get into that. GOP governors threatened to block the port deal for United Arab Emirates and much more. DU is showing up in Europe, England, and the U.S. Radiation levels at record level. And they've gone and checked the isotope. It's the DU. So breathe heartily. What the Iraqis get to enjoy, we get to enjoy.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, coming up in the next hour, Raul A. Ramos, University of Houston professor, who opposes the naming of a soccer team, the Houston 1836s, after the Texas Revolution, suggesting the title is racially biased. And, of course, that is total propaganda. The writer of the Texas Constitution was Hispanic. Of course, about a third of the individuals who fought for Texas independence were former Mexicans. In fact, everybody was, for that matter, even the whites that had come in. Mexico had been trying to sell this territory to the United States, and they were haggling back and forth over the price with the then-President Andrew Jackson. So this is what was really going on, and you had, what, depending on the report, 5,000 to 6,000 Mexican troops trouncing 183 or 86 Texans, and simply one woman and one baby surviving, and you had a lot of Hispanics, i.e. Mexicans, who were of mixed origin, that is Native American and Spanish, who died at the Alamo. But we're not supposed to talk about that. No, they want to make it racial. They're actually the race pimps, people like Raul A. Ramos. I mean, Texas independence has never been about race. In fact, the Mexican people, a few years later, overthrew Santa Anna. He was a dictator. But see, I am, kind of cursed that I'm into history, so I've read, not a lot, I've probably only read about I don't know, six, seven, eight books and a few hundred articles and historical letters about the Texas Revolution and just about the politics of the U.S. and Mexico and Spain at that time. You see, I've read books about Andrew Jackson. I've read books about Santa Ana. I've read three or four books about the Alamo. I've read a couple books about Texas independence. And I'm not trying to toot my horn here, but on my mother's side of the family, we raised, of course, Colonel Travis's son. That, when you see in the stupid new Alamo movie they made, one of the few historical things in there is, well, it is true that Sam Houston liked to drink. That's true, too. But is that, you know, that scene where they where Colonel Travis leaves his son with the Ayers family. My point is I know Texas history. And when you started getting this fight between Mexicans and whites, and when you really started seeing more racism by whites against Hispanics, was after the German government tried an extermination program to kill all whites in South Texas. The German military went in and funded, during World War I, this is mainstream news, I mean Hispanic scholars, UT professors who just happen to be Hispanic have written books about this, a plan to kill all the whites. Of course, it was the white Germans funding it. And then in World War II, Hitler tried it again. There were mass murders that made Charlie Manson's cutting the baby out look tame. I mean, in one night, Mexicans killed, 22 whites. I mean, whole families. They would butcher them all. They were supposed to only kill white males 16 and above. And that's where a lot of it really started. Frankly, the Czech communities, the Polish communities, the German communities intermarried with the Mexicans, and that's where you get the Polka turning into Tejano, and everybody got along just fine. Well, not anymore, not with the social engineers. And so for the crowds out there like Ruel A. Ramos, who you know want to claim all this is racial, well, okay, maybe it is on your end, buddy. Because I don't care, I mean, again, a lot of my friends, and then the people will joke, oh, that's really code for racism. See, everything's racism. If I don't sit here and say I'm bad and say I'm evil and say whites are the devil and say Texas is evil and say America's bad, I'm a racist. And that's pure baloney. I'm already ranting, ladies and gentlemen. I'm already ranting. But you better not name a team. I mean, they got so many soccer teams that are called the Mexicans or called the Zapatistas are called the Pancho Villas. I mean, they have all those soccer teams here. Why can't a school, by the way, predominantly Hispanic, have the 1836ers? Why can't they take on that pride of this being America? And by the way, Texas had been held by France. It had been held by the Spanish. Then it was held by Mexico. Then it was held by the Texans. Then it was held by the United States. Then it was held by the Confederacy. And then it was held again by the United States. Hence the Six Flags of Texas. That's why they named the amusement park that. The Mexican government couldn't hold a town in this state. The Mexicans were being run out. That is, the Mexicans from Mexico proper were being run out by the Comanche and others. They could not hold this state by the Red Sticks and by others. They could, the Baton Rouges, as the French called them, they could not keep any other settlements. So they called in Tennesseans and people from Kentucky and Alabama. They begged settlers to come in. And then a dictator took over named Santa Ana, and he said, you're my peons, and I'm taking the land back Spain gave you. And I'm taking your guns, and you're going to be my slaves. And they said, you know what? Come and take it at Gonzales, Texas, where we're on the radio right now in South Central Texas. Got a great affiliate right there in Gonzales. And it was Hispanics with whites who drove off the Mexican army there at Gonzales, and it was on. And how dare a bunch of revisionists try to demonize the beautiful Texas history and try to lie about it. Believe me, this professor isn't stupid. He sounds like a friendly guy on the phone, so he's coming on, and we're gonna, because see, I'm not one of these stupid students that doesn't know his head from the hole in the ground. I'm not one of these stupid students who can just have their head filled with up is down and down is up and black is white and white is black. I happen to know a little bit about history from both sides. I always study multiple angles of it, and it's just Hispanics are being robbed of being the fathers of Texas, literally. The Hispanics are being robbed of their heritage, and you just let the media and the government rob you of your heritage? Well, good news. Most Hispanics aren't letting the media rob you of your heritage. They don't want you to feel like you're welcome. They don't want you to feel like that you're part of Texas. They don't want you to feel that sovereignty. They don't want you to feel that piece of America. They want you to think that you're tied to the slave state to our South run by narco-terrorists. In the hip pocket of the federal government in New York City. All right, see, I'm already ranting. I've got Raul A. Ramos coming up later. Let me just get into some of the news right now. The media is totally ignoring the second wave of Abu Ghraib photos with more people beaten to death, people with cigar burns all over them, dog bite wounds all over them. I mean, this is Mingala Nazi-type stuff. The White House is trying to cover up all the torture memos, but Bush is signing that 2002 memo saying he can torture people to death. That is part of the public record. They're trying to retroactively now classify a host of documents on NSA, on torture, on all of it. So claiming stuff that's already in the newspapers now classified. Meanwhile, Paul Watson's done another fabulous job with his analysis. 1,000 a month torture. I said a day last segment. I got that off. 1,000 a month tortured to death in Iraq. Dr. John Pace drops a bombshell that translates as a whisper through obscure Maltese paper, proving that Abu Ghraib and Gitmo are the tip of the iceberg. The outgoing UN human rights chief dropped a bombshell when he told an obscure Maltese newspaper that as many as 1,000 detainees a month are being tortured to death in Iraq. That makes sense. That number fits. Dr. John Pace told the obscure Times of Malta newspaper that the Baghdad morgue received 1,100 bodies in June alone, about 900 of whom bore evidence of torture or summary execution. Yeah, they have huge torture camps, all the old Baathist camps. The continued throughout the year, and last December there were 780 bodies, including 400 having gunshot wounds or wounds as those caused by electric drills. So they're drilling kneecaps, folks. Yeah, but don't worry, you can go see a stupid movie like Delta Force with Chuck Norris, and it'll be the evil Arabs drilling kneecaps, you see, but so you can feel like they're all evil, but in reality, no, it's our loving government with its Arabs drilling kneecaps. Pace echoed previous statements in stating that 80 to 90% of those rounded up and taken to prison camps were completely innocent. As we have highlighted before, Iraqis are arrested for dastardly crimes such as not showing their papers at checkpoints, selling alcohol, or shouting anti-coalition statements. We have links to AP articles on all of that. Caught selling beer, you have a hood put on your head, and you're brought back to your wife 5 days later, beaten to death with electric drill holes and cigarette burns from end to end. Because certain U.S. companies have the monopoly on the liquor sales. You're going to learn. You understand, boy? Footage of U.S. Army personnel seizing a taxi cab and destroying it with an Army tank was broadcast 2 years ago. The crime, allegedly stealing a piece of firewood off the side of the road. Regular bombing raids that indiscriminately target large groups of what appear to be protesters have also been circulated on the Internet. Pace comments underline the fact that Abu Ghraib is just one of many torture camps, one of 32. We've had Janice Karpinski, head general, on about that, that have been used throughout the country since the liberation of Iraq and the so-called end of Saddam Hussein's brutal regime of rape rooms and torture camps. And it is tame in comparison to the real horrors taking place beneath the media radar. More than half of the Iraqis now say their life is better off under Saddam, and 47% support insurgent attacks on U.S. forces. So I hear the neocons calling talk radio going, they love it, they love us, it's all liberal lies. The liberal media won't talk about our successes. Let me tell you something. The so-called liberal media is run by the Pentagon and has to at least fool some of the liberals that, you know, all isn't lost, and it's actually pumping out propaganda that all is well. You call Pentagon propaganda. You call Pentagon propaganda left wing, boy, you got something to learn. No, it's made to look on the surface like it's liberal so that liberals will buy into it. When you really analyze it, it's pure propaganda.
But that don't matter. Well, so what if the Pentagon lies to us? They need to.
I've heard that, too.
So what, Alex? That's just war. We need to let them lie to us. So what if they admit they plant fake news stories here and overseas? That's freedom. So they spent $1.6 billion buying off the newspapers and TV. Doesn't matter if the GAO says it's illegal, Governmental Accounting Office. You know, we got to get tough here. The terrorists hit us, man. Terrorists.
Hey, the CIA's website says they carry out the terror attacks. Will you go there? No, you're a liar. I ain't gonna check it out.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Paul Craig Roberts joining us for his monthly report here in just a few minutes with the headline, Conservatives Endorse the Fuhrer Principle, Our Leader, Uber Alles. We had a Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. Bush, on a daily basis, through his surrogates, his minions, his shills, and then even himself, is giving us a declaration of tyranny, a declaration of dictatorship. And this is really scary, the stuff that's coming up with Paul Craig Roberts. But I thought I'd play this little two-minute clip, the new trailer for V for Vendetta, because it mirrors pretty much what's happening today. The government's killing the population with the bioweapon they're using. And then, of course, they blame that on terrorists. And there's someone secretly going around taking out the elite in the Big Brother world. Lots of police stomping around in black ski masks. Remember, remember, V for Vendetta. Here it is.
I wish I wasn't afraid all the time, but I am.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Those caught in violation of curfew will be prosecuted without leniency or exception.
It's past curfew, you know.
Gentlemen, I want this terrorist found, and I want him to understand what terror really means.
We're working on several leads.
Her parents were detained when she was 12.
It was like those black bags erased them from the face of the earth.
You have one chance. You must tell us the whereabouts of Codename V.
If our own government was responsible for the deaths of 100,000 people, you really want to know? Those who are responsible will be held accountable.
The time has come for you to live without fear.
I'm ready.
This country stands on the edge of oblivion.
I want everyone to remember why they need us!
Kill him.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
The only verdict is vengeance.
Well, I've never even seen that trailer. I sent a trailer up there that was a lot shorter, but that one was even more interesting. But the government's involved in terrorizing its own population, carrying out terror attacks, and they're all wearing black ski masks, and it's a Big Brother-type surveillance society. Welcome to the real world. Here's some of the other news. BIS, Bank for International Settlements, calls for global currency. Nazi bankrollers, that's the same company, same group, want elimination of national sovereignty for world cashless control grid. And the Bank of International Settlements is the main policy guide for the World Bank, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, the Exim Bank, and then, of course, the Federal Reserve Bank, the Bank of England, the Bank of Germany, and others. And they are openly calling here, London Telegraph reporting, Paul Watson doing more analysis on it, for your world currency. They say they're going to merge the EU and the Pan-American currencies together with the Asian currencies. And, of course, they're going to claim that unstableness in between the currencies is needed. Now, of course, I told you 12 years ago when I first got on air, or I guess about 10 or 11 years ago when I first started covering this, that this was the plan. How did I know? Because it was in public policy reports that they're going to have the American Union, the EU, European Union, the Asian Union, with the African Union kind of being a little vassal of the three with the neocolonialism, and that they're going to then play the currencies off against each other, causing booms and busts, and then, oh, it will fix all of our problems if we just have a worldwide currency. And now you can go read it. Of course, your professor at school, if you bring up a worldwide currency, will say it's a conspiracy theorist. I have the big Harvard newspaper last year saying anyone that talks about a world currency, that it's code word for racism, folks. It's all code. When you talk about tyranny, it's code, too. It's just, don't talk about freedom. It's evil. Paul Craig Roberts coming up. We'll go ahead and get him on the horn, and then we'll cover a lot of other news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is Black Magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here live. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us here in a minute or two. Just for the balance of this half hour. And then we've got this professor coming on that thinks that Texas independence, Texas itself, I guess, is a shameful, evil thing. So we'll be talking to him, just give you an idea of what's going on out there in America today. I hope you'll go to Infowars.com, to the secure online video and bookstore, and I hope you'll get the new video, 9/11 Loose Change, the second edition by Dylan Avery, an amazing DVD, on DVD only. And we also have a deal where you get Loose Change and two other 9/11 films for an incredibly low price. A lot of new specials at the video and bookstore there. And remember, your purchase also makes this broadcast possible and the work we do here in the fight against this ongoing global government that is metastasizing in front of our very eyes. We also have Tex Mars' Codex Magica, his new bombshell, 600-plus page book, over 1,000 photos and documents. And when you get that, you get my new film, The Order of Death, with the new footage inside Bohemian Grove, shot in 2005, inside the owl, I mean, all of it. It's amazing. My new film and Codex Magica together, a big discount. And on my Order of Death DVD, you get the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. So two films for the price of one and a discount on the book when you get it. So important. So please visit InfoWars.com. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And last but not least, you can call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. And then, of course, there's PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, including the new one, The Order of Death, and many films that were authorized to post, like Loose Change 2 by Dylan Avery. You can download and burn copies of all of my films. It's a great networking tool to wake your friends and family up and people in your area. So you can, it's an activist center right there. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV shows, my video interviews of radio interviews I do in studio with guests every week, all my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. There's monthly subscriptions for $5.95. And, of course, yearly subscriptions, you get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. So become a member today or give a membership as a gift. You don't even have to be computer savvy, really, to go get a membership and give it to somebody. It takes about 2 minutes. All right, going to our guest, who I'm always honored to have on with us. He wrote this article, "Conservatives Endorse the Fuhrer Principle, Our Leader, Uber Alice," and last week's annual Conservative Political Action Conference had Viet Dinh, who I've confronted here in Austin. He was the minion under Ashcroft, helped write the Patriot Act and Patriot Act II. And he said that, hey, we've got to just forget the rule of law and the Constitution to keep us safe from terrorism, as if that does that. And then Bob Barr, who said we're in danger of going into a police state a month ago on this broadcast, and who has said Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton, by the way, he got up and said, no, we should never do that, and was booed off the stage and basically hissed at by a bunch of Republican elite and then Republican cronies and bootlickers. Paul Craig Roberts, you've reported on this. Thank you for coming on to talk about the Fuhrer Principle, or Bush's Declaration of Dictatorship.
Hey, Alex.
Good to have you here with us. I mean, every day they're announcing through his surrogates, or Bush says that he's above the law, he is the law. You've talked a lot about that, but let's get back into it and then specifically talk about a barrel of snakes hissing at Barr.
Right. Well, you know, Bob Barr was the big conservative hero because he led the House, he managed the House impeachment of Clinton. And of course, most of the people who wanted to impeach Clinton just wanted to do it for partisan reasons. Barr wanted to do it for reasons of principle. And his position is that the president had lied under oath, and we couldn't have presidents lying under oath even about little things like sexual affairs because they might start lying about big things like war. Well, now we got a president that lies about big things like war. And Barr was making this point and at the annual Conservative Political Action Committee, and it didn't go down well. They thought that it was quite all right for their guy to lie. It's just the other guy's guy who can't lie. In other words, it's all totally partisan, and they're more interested in a partisan defense of their leader than they are in protecting our civil liberties and the Constitution. So this is a very bad development. It means, in effect, that the Conservative Political Action Committee are basically brown shirts ready to fall or a Fuhrer.
Well, that's what you said. You said these statements gallop beyond the merely partisan. They express the sentiments of brown shirtism, our Fuhrer, Uber Alles.
Yeah, our leader, Uber Alles, overall, our leader, overall, over the Constitution, over the rule of law, over whatever. So that's what we're faced with. I think, you know, that is about 35% hardcore support for Bush. Bush.
We're talking Bismarck. We're talking Napoleon. We're talking Hitler. We're talking Stalin. We're talking Mao. We're talking Fidel. I mean, we're talking our leader, Uber Alles. They are actually, I mean, you've got what they said here. I went and looked up the transcript of it. They are just cheering open dictatorship, I guess, because they think they're going to get a seat at the table.
I think, they think it'll never come back to them, or that some ever have the dictatorial power. The trouble with all that type of reasoning is that someone else always ends up with it and is at the table.
Well, that's a good point. Bush is doing horrible things with his dictatorial imperial power that he's announced unto himself, but. We're talking about Hillary Clinton or somebody else down the line. Don't these so-called conservatives get it?
No, it's kind of like they're rooting for their football team, you know. And they don't see anything beyond that. They just want to win right now. They live in a very short term. And finally they're winning, you know. They're kicking Democratic butt. And they've got the Democrats out of there. You know, they're taking over all the lobbying firms on K Street as well. You know, they tell the lobbying firms, if you want to come over here and lobby with us, you better send Republicans. So they're having to fire all the Democratic lobbyists. It's quite a takeover. It's amazing that it's going so well for them with so little opposition.
Now, a centralization of power is the opposite of what the Founding Fathers wanted. They said gridlock, a separation of powers, was good. Why did they want that, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts?
Why do they want power?
Why do they want to get rid of the separation of powers, and why did the Founding Fathers want a separation of powers?
Well, the Founding Fathers, of course, wanted separation of powers to protect us from our own government. The Founding Fathers never made any bones about it, that your worst enemy would always be your own government, because that's what had power over you, not some foreigner. So that's why they set it up for the separation of powers. That way each branch could sort of hold the other accountable and nobody could run away with it. Well, why Bush is succeeding in running away with it, I think, is 9/11. Everyone believes that we were attacked by terrible terrorists and that we're going to be attacked again any minute, and that the president needs special extra powers to protect us from the terrorists. Even the Democrats go along with this, so they're sitting there letting their own powers go. The Congress is letting its powers go. The courts have been a little more resistant, but not what you would think. So it's mainly 9/11. Now, a lot of people are taking advantage of 9/11. The Federalist Society, which is a group of Republican lawyers who are always the candidates now for federal judgeships or Supreme Court appointments, they all come out of the Federalist Society. They simply believe that the president doesn't have enough power and that the Congress has too much. They talk about the Imperial Congress.
And of course, Hamiltonian was the original leader of the ultra-federalist, and he wanted a king and a central bank.
That's what's happening. They're taking advantage of 9/11 to centralize the power, because that's their agenda. That's the agenda of the Federalist Society. I think Karl Rove is taking advantage of it just to make Bush less vulnerable. And then, of course, the neoconservatives have their own agenda. And so everyone is sort of taking advantage of 9/11, and all of their agendas require a strong executive. So that's why it's happening. So
I tell you, Parker Roberts, that 9/11 came by at just the right time. Last time you were on, about a month ago, without my prompting, you said, you know, a lot of people don't believe the official 9/11 story. You've now had time to look at all the facts. Just lay it out there. I mean, looking, the official story we know is a fraud and a lie. What do you think happened on 9/11?
I don't know what happened or who did it, but I don't believe the official story, and I think we need a lot of examination and debate on that. And we need, of course, a very high-level investigation of the 9/11 report itself, because it's fraudulent. I agree with that. But I don't know what happened. I just know that what they've told us is highly suspect, and it's protected from debate, and so I assume they're hiding something.
Well, sir, the other night I typed in CIA Mossadegh bombings, and I got the CIA.gov with huge sections where the CIA says they carried out terror attacks to blame it on Mossadegh in 53. Then I typed in CIA Operation Gladio, and of the links, the CIA admits they carried out terror attacks in Europe in the 70s and 80s to blame it on their enemy, sir. I mean, it's, in fact, I'm even learning how public all of this is. Were you aware of Mossadegh or Gladio or any of that?
I'm not aware of those, but I do remember when I was a young man doing Russian studies, I learned that the Tsarist secret police used to carry out bombings so they could arrest people they thought were troublemakers. So the Tsarist secret police would go set off bombs and blow things up, and then they would go arrest somebody. So I think that it's well known that police forces tend to do that. You know, we have in the United States just, you know, local police forces who plant drugs or plant ground up wallboard and say it's drugs so that they can arrest people. So we know that police tend to do this sort of thing. I would doubt that the CIA was behind blowing up the World Trade Centers. There's possibly some black op rogue group in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. When I say CIA, I'm talking about what they admit they've done in the past.
Yeah.
Kermit Roosevelt. Obviously, we're talking about different black op squads and what they call the black world colluding and doing this. When I say the government, I mean criminal elements. But nevertheless, criminal elements working for global corporations that are at the presidential level and above.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know who did it. It's possible some black op operations, because they're hard to control. It's hard for anyone to know about them. And it certainly fit the neocon agenda to have something like that happen. They were talking about their need for a new Pearl Harbor. But I don't really know. I mean, I don't think anybody knows.
Well, regardless, we know they're not trying to stop real terrorism. They're doing everything to take our daily freedoms away while Bush calls for an open border. And specifically, how far do you think this will go? I mean, with his signing statements, when he signs bills, with John Yoo saying they can crush children's genitalia.
Alex, I don't know. The Americans don't seem to give him a very high standing. In polls, whether they will try to correct the situation this November and take the House or the Senate away from the Republicans, hoping to, you know, produce a little more balanced situation.
Well, 77% don't like him,
yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Most of the Democrats are still going along with it. So it'd be better to have a separation of powers, but how do you put Democrats in who'll just cheerlead for him?
Yeah, well, the Democrats might not be cheerleading so much if they had a majority somewhere. And the American people may simply decide to give them a majority somewhere as a break on Bush. On the other hand, the Republicans may simply steal the elections because they seem to have a lock on the electronic voting machine. So it may well be that the voting won't correct the situation.
Well, Paul Craig Roberts, Ron Paul wrote a big article last week saying that dollarization hegemony is dead. Do you agree with that statement?
No, it's not dead now, but it's heading that way. We're so dependent on foreigners now to finance our consumption and our wars.
Okay, so how long do you see, or will it crash? I mean, so we've been diagnosed with lung cancer. Maybe we can live, or it's terminal. We got 6 months.
Well, Alex, you see, the dollar is a reserve currency. And to get rid of it, unless you're going to just completely disrupt all international trade everywhere, you need a substitute. And the substitute just hadn't appeared. For a while, it looked like it might be the euro, but it's running into its own problems. The thing is that the value of having a reserve currency is so high because it facilitates trade that people will hold on to a bad one rather than not have one at all. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, so, I understand.
The dollar could last far beyond what an economist like myself might think. simply because there's no alternative. And
well, Dr. Roberts, I hope you're right, because like it or not, we're all tied to this millstone. I just do see the dollar devalued quite a bit in the last few years. And I do see a lot of other countries starting to incrementally dump it. I mean, certainly there's an attempt to move away from it.
Yes, if they had an alternative. That's what's missing, and that's why, in my opinion, it hasn't already collapsed.
What do you think about the call by the Bank of International Settlements to go to a type of global UN trade credit that will be like a new global currency? They're now calling for that.
Well, you know, it's something made up, isn't it?
It doesn't
have a record. No one knows what's behind it. There's a lot of just momentum going for the dollar. And it's kind of like inventing a new language. You remember those years and years ago when...
The mixture of Spanish, German, Japanese.
They were inventing a new language for everybody. And I forget what they called it. But it never went anywhere because languages have their own reasons, you know. They grow
Stay
up.
There. Stay there, Doctor. You're right. Well, that'll be good news for us. And, I mean, look, Europe threw out the EU expansion last year. Pan-American Union's falling apart. I mean, yeah, good stuff's happening. So the dollar may survive, you're saying.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Well, I appreciate him joining us. I hope you get back up each month with us for an update. Paul Craig Roberts, you can just type Paul Craig Roberts into a search engine, and his articles are carried by hundreds of websites, including every new story he puts out, we post on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and we're honored to have him with us today. They've got Tommy Franks, who we then learned was on the Pentagon payroll for $400,000+ a year, more of the fake media running around saying that if there's another terror attack that we're going to have a dictatorship of the military. We now know that they spent $1.6 billion for fake newscasts and paying off reporters. In the last 2.5 years, the governmental accounting office, yes, I'm inventing new words, I'm Jesse Jackson, said that it's illegal, and Bush said, no, I'm allowed to. I say I'm allowed to. Paul Craig Roberts, where is it all going?
Well, I don't know, Alex. If we don't stop it, we're going to have an executive that rules, and the Congress will just be a rump body. It won't really have any power, and the courts will be powerless because nobody will, even if they gave a correct ruling, they have no way to enforce it. So,
and the executive's going to stack it even further.
And yes, he's stacking it. I mean, Alito is simply a stacked part of it for, executive power. So it's just hard to see how Americans will let it go this far. I mean, even people who aren't paying attention or who are fearful of being attacked by terrorists, even these people, sooner or later, I think, see where the real source of the problem is. So that's what I'm banking on, just the good sense of the American people that they come to their senses in time and put a halt to this.
Do you think we'll see another convenient terror attack just right on time like last time before they attack Iran?
You know, Alex, if they attack Iran, that may be what brings them down. They've shown that they're not able to occupy Baghdad. Baghdad is, Iraq is a small problem compared to taking on Iran.
Yeah, 20 million versus 60 million.
Yeah, so if they go after Iran, they may find that they've bitten off more than they can chew, and this may actually bring the whole thing to an end. It could be quite a catastrophe for them.
Well, most of their experts are telling them don't do it, but they're talking about not just bombing them, but then if Iran fights back, how dare them? They may have to invade.
I don't think that they can invade. And Iran has so many sort of terrorist groups that it can set in motion all over the Middle East. Furthermore, if we tried to invade from Iraq, I think it would bring the Iraqi Shia down on us because they are allied with Iran. So I just don't think there's any prospect of them succeeding in that. And but I could be wrong.
Well, ordered out of chaos, the neocons don't mind other people dying. Bring them on. I think they're trying to get America into a fight we start losing, and then a lot of Americans, even people like myself, will go, we better, we're getting hit. We just got hit by an A-bomb. We better get in there. People got to hold on to their brains and go, wait a minute, somebody else is behind this. I think we're being sucked into World War III, Doctor.
Well, I don't think they have an A-bomb to hit us with.
I'm talking about the black ops.
I see. Well, that you never know. You never know.
Well, sir, I look forward to having you back on again in a month or so, and thank you for spending time with us, Dr. Roberts.
Okay, Alex, always fun to be on with you.
You bet. You're a great American. Well, there you go. One of the fathers of Reaganomics. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.